Just recently, we were thinking of the never-failing mercies and compassion of the Lord, new every morning. What a cause for praise and thanksgiving that ought to be, and it may well have been the motive of the psalmist who exclaimed, "Sing unto the Lord a new song." Can I hear you saying, "Oh, well, he may have had a good reason, but I've got nothing to sing about"? Are you quite sure about that, my brother or sister? It's a good thing at times to follow the advice given in the well-known chorus. Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. That is one of the old songs, and you've probably sung it often enough. But what about singing to the Lord a new song? Quite apart from other considerations and the blessings he bestows upon us, we should give the Lord the praise and honour due to his holy name. But I find it remarkable that on each of the seven occasions in the Old Testament where a new song is mentioned, there is a reason given for singing such new song. Let us take our scripture reading from the first place where a new song is mentioned, which is Psalm 33. And so we read from Psalm 33, verse 1. "Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood firm." Here, the reason for singing to the Lord a new song is given in verses 4 to 7, and it's a massive and comprehensive reason, embracing his truth and righteousness, his goodness and mercy, and all the wonders of creation. We turn on to Psalm 40. Psalm 40 and verse 3. "And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." This time, it is David's personal reason for thankfulness, stated in verses 1 and 2. "I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God." Surely many of us can give a similar testimony, and so we can sing a new song. Romans chapter 8, verses 19 to 23, speak of the hope of creation being delivered from the bondage of corruption, and in a wonderful way, Psalms 96 to 99 have as their theme the coming rest for the earth to which creation looks forward. The earth is repeatedly mentioned in these four psalms. Here are two pairs of psalms. Psalms 96 and 98 both start with the call to sing unto the Lord a new song, and Psalms 97 and 99 provide a response by stating that the Lord reigneth. Moreover, Psalms 97 and 99 both end with the thought of holiness, indicating that when he reigns, all will be holy. Let us read the first three verses of Psalm 96. Psalm 96, verse 1. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. The reason for the new song is given in the following verses 4 to 6. Psalm 96, verse 4. For the Lord is great, and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honour and majesty are before him, strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. The call to sing and the reasons are given again in Psalm 98, verses 1 to 3. Psalm 98, verse 1. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvellous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Here again, we have cause to sing too, because the Lord has made known his salvation to us. Another instance of David's praise for personal deliverance is found in Psalm 144, verses 9 and 10. Psalm 144, verse 9. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. We turn on to Psalm 149 and verse 1 with the reason in verse 4. Psalm 149 verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. And the reason, verse 4, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people, he will beautify the meek with salvation. Although this has special reference to Israel, we may be sure that God also takes pleasure in the members of the church, which is the body of Christ, his beloved Son. In chapter 1 of Ephesians, Paul prays that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. What a blessing it is to contemplate the riches of the glory of our inheritance. But it is beyond our finite minds to comprehend the Lord's condescension in finding his inheritance in his redeemed people. Our final reference in the Old Testament to a new song is the only one outside the Psalms, and it is found in Isaiah chapter 42, verses 10 and 12. Isaiah chapter 42, verse 10. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles, and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages that Kedar doth inhabit. Let the inhabitants of the rocks sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord, and declare his praise in the islands. The reasons for this rejoicing are found in the preceding verses. Verse 5. Isaiah 42 and verse 5. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. All who have been saved by grace are bound to join in this new song. Verse 6 is a definite reference to the Lord Jesus as the Messiah, and it says he was given for a covenant of the people, Israel, and for a light of the Gentiles, or nations. Our spiritually blind eyes were opened when we believed on him. There is no lack of reasons as to why we should sing unto the Lord a new song, and if we are unable to sing aloud, there is warrant in the Ephesian and Colossian epistles for speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.